I'm Rona Tarrant. The West Virginia Attorney General has filed a lawsuit against the state's Catholic diocese and a retired bishop, alleging that they knowingly employed paedophiles and failed to conduct adequate background checks on those working at the diocese schools and camps. The civil complaint alleges that the Wheeling-Charleston diocese and former bishop Michael Bransfield covered up and concealed sex abuse and employed admitted sexual abusers and priests. The lawsuit charges that the diocese and the bishop violated the state's consumer protection laws and alleges that the diocese was not transparent with parents who paid for their children to attend the schools and camps. The Archdiocese of Boston is implementing a reporting system to handle confidential and anonymous reporting of misconduct by high-ranking church officials, including cardinals and bishops. Boston Cardinal Sean O'Malley made the announcement following the Vatican's February summit. The third-party ethics point reporting system is set to begin soon and will accept reports of misconduct related to the sexual abuse of children and vulnerable adults. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has called for a global fight to root out racist right-wing ideology following last week's deadly attack on two mosques in Christchurch. In an interview, she said she rejected the idea that a rise in immigration has fueled racism. 50 people were killed and dozens more wounded in Friday's gun attacks. The first funerals of a father and son from Syria took place on Wednesday. Ordinations to the priesthood in Spain increased by 24% in the last year. According to statistics released by the Spanish Bishops Conference, in 2018, a total of 135 men were ordained priests compared to 109 in 2017. The Archdiocese of Madrid recorded the highest number of ordinations with 14. Pope Francis will meet with migrants and refugees during his visit to Morocco from March 30th to 31st. The Pope will meet with migrants at the Rabat Archdiocesan Caritas Centre to highlight the Catholic-Muslim relations in the country of more than 35 million people, almost all of whom are Muslim. It's estimated that Morocco has some 80,000 migrants, a number that's increased steadily since Italy and Libya began cooperating to prevent migrants from crossing the Mediterranean to Europe. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.